With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just waiting for the music to come to its final end. Sometimes, I don't know, it's just a little thing. My internet's too slow here for some of the stuff. So let's hopefully it ends soon. Maybe if we kill the music altogether at some point, but I can't believe it's still going. So what are we going to talk about? Well, first of all, I'm going to invite you to call. And to get, well, finally, I'm going to invite you to call in if you want a message from your ancestors. You know, dead grandmother, grandfather, father, mother, uncle, neighbor, whatever it is, you know, famous person. So we're going to, I love to do this. Now, there's three things that I really love to do, you know, and I found the most satisfaction in doing. So I have to kind of go there and emphasize what I do and what I love to do. Well, first of all, my mission is to inspire you to raise your consciousness and vibration to the level of source energy. I'll call it God, call it source. So moving your vibration, your consciousness to the highest level possible as in the human existence. Okay, so that's my goal. That's what I love to do. That's what I help people do. That's my goal. So I do this in a couple of ways. First of all, I do therapeutic meditation, which helps people to get rid of those belief systems and those things that are going on in your life that may keep you from getting to that place. That's okay. Teach and do and help you with therapeutic meditation that does that. I don't think this thing mentions it too much in here. And then the second thing is to channel my spirit teachers. Okay, Sarah is a group of spiritual teachers, and it's to teach you, to give you wisdom and guidance and direction in your life to, again, it's about raising your vibration, your consciousness to the highest level possible, because for a lot of reasons, and one reason is that when you're in that vibrational place, you can manifest anything you want in life. Well, yeah, okay, let's just say anything you want. We'll just leave it at anything you want. And the second part of that is to be able to live from love, to live from unconditional love. And that's kind of a segue for what we're going to be talking about today is unconditional love. So I love to channel, love to give you messages from dead people and therapeutic meditations. That's pretty much it. You know, simple, you know, people do a lot of, I think people who are in the metaphysical, spiritual healing practitioners of some form or another try to do too much and spread themselves too thin. I think it's really important to narrow your focus down to a few things. One, primarily, if you can just do one, but we're adaptable. We like to do different things, and they change a little bit. We get bored with doing the same thing over and over again, don't we? So same with me. I like to do a couple different things, but the main focus of all of that is to raise consciousness and vibration. So I have a caller, so we'll see if they need to communicate with a dead person. I call them dead people. I don't know. Okay, so let me do that. Hello?
Hi, George.
Hello?
Can you help me communicate with my grandmother?
So, okay, what's your grandmother's first name, or does she have a name?
Yes, Nirmala is her first name.
When did she pass?
2003, I believe.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see if there's any kind of message. Just sometimes they don't want to communicate. I get the message really, and it keeps coming through. So I'm assuming it's from her. It's about staying the course. Staying the course would be you're on a track right now. Don't deviate. Don't get distracted by other people's drama. That's the main. I think that's what she's trying to. Don't get distracted. And I'm assuming you know who we're talking about, So stay the course. Don't get distracted. And you know, there's a picture of reaching for the apple or reaching for what you want, but you need to know what that looks like. That's what I hear. You need to know what that looks like. What does your apple look like? What is that thing that you're looking for look like? So have a clear definition of what that looks like. She believes that your life has a lot of meaning, a lot of direction, but clarify the apple. Clarify what that apple is what I'm hearing. And make sure it's not too high up in the tree that you can't reach it. That's a nice analogy. Do you know what she means by not too high up in the tree? Don't make it too far out of reach. Whatever you're trying to achieve or goal or whatever that apple is, if it's too hard to reach, you'll never get it. If it's too difficult to reach, you'll probably never get it. So make sure it's a low-hanging apple. That's the analogy I hear for you. Okay? Does that make sense at all? I don't know if it does or not, but that's what I got.
It makes absolute sense. Thank you, George.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
And you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
So what we got going on here is we're talking about. So that's kind of getting a message from I'm assuming it's a dead person. I hear these things and they like to show pictures. That's the cool thing about it. When I'm talking to the physical world, I see pictures. They show me pictures. They show me analogies of what they mean so that you can, you know, sometimes a picture is worth 1,000 words. And if you can visualize something that they're trying to say to you, both in words and pictures, it makes it easier to understand what their intent is. And that's, I love analogies. I always kind of get confused between analogies and metaphors, but that's all right. We won't go there. We'll just leave that alone for the time being. But you know what I mean, right? You know what I mean. So what are we doing? We're going to talk about flip into the other part of the discussion. Unless somebody wants to call in and hear from an ancestor or famous person, whoever that might be. And I usually channel my spirit teachers, but maybe today I'll see if I can channel somebody else. Make, you know, somebody well known in society for who has passed, and maybe that would be good. Okay, that'd be fine, and they can relate something to you from their perspective of now living in the non-physical world and somebody that you could recognize. Now, sometimes if I don't have all the terminology in my brain, because if I get a scientist, I may not get all the words. But I'll try to describe it as best I can for what they have to say. They'll try to pick out the right words. They use your consciousness, your vocabulary, for the most part, to express things. That's why they love to show pictures, because sometimes our vocabulary, our personal vocabulary, may be a bit limited. So we'll do that. What are we doing? So we're talking about unconditional love. So let's define unconditional love. And I think this is a good article on it. The power of oneness. Is the website thepowerofoneness.com, and let's kind of go through the article. It's kind of lengthy, and I don't want to blah 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 the whole thing, because I have some opinions, and Spirit has some opinions, and they told me the other day what they thought unconditional love is, and it kind of goes along with this article I just found. So unconditional. So let's talk about conditional love, and I think there's some key words in this, and I'll try to blitz through it and pick up the key words. Go through it quickly and pick up the key words. Conditional love is a polarized emotion, meaning it has an opposite emotion. The opposite extreme of love is hatred or fear. I like the word fear. They use hatred. Hatred's kind of a form of fear, isn't it? Conditional love comes from ego and generally focuses on someone like a romantic partner, child, parent, friend. Okay? So conditional love is that something, right? Or it could be or something thing like a car, a house. When we love someone conditionally, we tend to want to look, act, and think in ways that fit our paradigms. And here's the key word, expectations. You might wrap up conditional love being there's expectations or our personal beliefs attached to it. We hold others accountable to our expectations, and we order to qualify our affection. If we act the way we want to express our approval, if they act contrary to our wish, we withhold or express acceptance of them, usually in some form of anger or frustration or, well, I gave my love to this person and they just responded in the most negative way. I gave my love to this woman and I thought she loved me, or this man, and what did they do? They reacted to me in a negative way. That's conditional love. We're expecting something back. We're judging them based on our expectation of what comes back to us. Okay, and then another version of conditional love is passion, a term we use for sexual feelings we have when we meet someone with whom we have chemistry. The term falling in love is revealing expression indicating that we sometimes lose ourselves when we are involved in a passionate romantic relationship based on conditional love. Now, that's an interesting way of putting it here in this article, is that, you know, if you're really into somebody, passionately into somebody, and you have this, you believe this great chemistry, and this is your soulmate, and you're going to be there forever, don't you have a lot of expectations and all that? Don't you have expectations and coming back to you and expressing the same thing? And aren't you disappointed and angry if they don't live up to your expectations? Now, let's look at conditional love a little bit. Unconditional love is a neutral and has no opposite polarity. The source of unconditional love is God, Spirit, therefore a source energy. It is therefore available to everyone without discernment, and there is absolutely nothing we need to do to qualify it. So you could say that God is love, the universe is love, they love us. We don't have to do anything about it. We don't have to do anything. It's unconditional. They'll spread it out evenly. They'll spread it out evenly to everyone. And some people go, what about that? Okay, so when we conscious decision to choose thoughts based on unconditional love does not mean that we agree with everyone and everything. It means that we can consciously commit ourselves to express respect, kindness, and cooperation to everyone and everything in our environment. So that's kind of the definition that Spirit gave me, that when we love unconditionally, we kind of spread it out, and we just spread it out. There's no condition. Oh, they liked me yesterday. I'll give them love. They did this. They did that. They followed a certain path in life. I'm going to give them love. That's conditional. Unconditional is I'm going to just give my love freely to everyone. Now, that can be hard sometimes. Now, here's the tricky part I found in this discussion with Spirit about this and this unconditional love. And I got some articles that's going to discuss from unconditional love as in a romantic partner. And then I have another article, if I can get it back up. Sometimes these things don't reload the way they're supposed to, right? Okay, here we go. If you think seven ways of showing unconditional love. Let me get back to you guys, see if anybody else is calling in, if anybody wants a message. Now, the cool thing about messages from relatives that have passed and those non-physical ones in our lives, they give love unconditionally. You know, you talk to people and they want to get a message from their mother who passed, and they go, yeah, but what about my sister? What does she think of my sister? Well, my brother, he's been difficult. What do they think about that? And the answer will normally be, we love them equally. And then that's hard to understand, isn't it? From a human perspective, we love them equally. There's no difference. We love you. We love them. Now, we may not particularly fond of some of the activities. We would like to see them change and do things a little differently. But then on the other hand, can say, you know what? They're doing what they need to do to live their life. This is what they connected to do. And sometimes that is kind of negative. It can slip into the negative side. So they might say to the person, oh, you know what? You know what? I've been babbling on about this for a while, but let me have my spirit teachers, the Sarah group, talk to you a little bit about this and their perspective on giving love to humans. And that feels like a really good segue for them to talk to you for a few minutes on this topic. So I'm going to go away. Let Sarah, the group, speak to you on this idea of, well, love, but also from how they express love or how Source expresses love to people. Well, that's an interesting discussion, isn't it, about love, giving love, spreading love, showing kindness, forgiveness. See, now there we go. There's the key word. It's forgiveness. Love. Forgiveness is an act of love, isn't it? So I guess we would say that we, as we deal with humans, express forgiveness. We don't hold grudges. We don't get offended by what you do. You can do what you consider to be very, very horrible things, but we assume that to be just a lesson. That is a lesson for you as humans. That's just your lesson. You know, you could do atrocious things to one another, but it's still a lesson. You know, the word karma is kicked around a lot. And karma in this case would be that if you're putting out negative energy, you're going to get negative back. You know, if you're doing horrible things, you're going to get negative back. The environment that you create is the environment you're going to live in. So your thoughts, your actions, your beliefs will create the environment. So if you're creating a negative environment and expressing it to others, you're going to get it back. But we love you anyway. You're loved. We know that you're going to learn from that. Now, if it isn't in the physical form, you will learn in the spirit form. When you come back to us, to the non-physical world, and get to discuss this, your life, about what you did and what you didn't do, you can look at your life and go, oh yeah, I wasn't expressing unconditional love. I wasn't expressing love. I was expressing anger. I wasn't forgiving. Thank you for forgiving me. I appreciate that. You would say that, wouldn't you? Appreciate, you know, I'm here. I'm forgiven. I get to meet. I get to discuss. And I get to learn from my experiences. So that's unconditional love. That really is. We express unconditional love. We spread our love out evenly. Do we love some more than others? I would say that we, from our perspective, that we appreciate those who express love, who are doing healing, and who help others to grow, to learn, to raise their consciousness. We appreciate that. And we help them when asked. Do we help negative people directly? People that do violent things, do we help them do violent things? No, it's allowed, obviously, or they wouldn't do it. And God doesn't come down when somebody's going to shoot somebody and say, stop, you can't shoot that person. No. It's allowed because we know that in the long span of lifetimes and guidance that person will learn. Well, that wasn't the thing to do, was it? That didn't express love, did it? So it's all about unconditional love being expressed from us evenly. Now, when you ask for more love, of course you're going to get more love. When you ask for guidance, you're going to get more guidance. When you ask to raise your vibration, your vibration will raise. So we treat everyone equally. Some we appreciate more because they're helping others, but we love everyone equally. So Source Energy loves everyone equally. You understand? I think you'll get it. But if you want to be in alignment with Source Energy, we may love everyone equally. Let's back up a little bit. We may love everyone equally, but let's say what your intentions are and what your desires are and your wants are only fulfilled based on your vibration. What the true vibration, what your vibration you're setting out to us is what you're going to get back. So if you're sending out love and you're sending out kindness and you're sending out, you're from that vibrational place of joy, you're going to get back those things. But if you're sitting in negativity and fear and anger and vengefulness, that's what you're going to get back. We may love you unconditionally, but you're only going to get back what you put out. If you're putting out love, you're going to get love back. If you're putting out appreciation, you're going to get appreciation back. Now, you probably have heard this a lot, but it needs to filter into your consciousness. It needs to filter into beyond your ego, into your basic core, and you recognize that that spark has to go on. It says, I need to express more love. I need to live from an unconditional love place. I need to live from joy and forgiveness and kindness. I need to maintain my happiness and my playfulness always, always. So that's our message. That's what the universe, source energy, wants to do to you, do for you, I should say, is to help you maintain that consciousness, that love that is from the divine nature, and maintain that gift in everything you do. Because we know that if you're expressing love, joy, appreciation, compassion, kindness, and being generous, and showing loving kindness is kind of generous too, isn't it? But expressing those emotions, you're going to get something back. You're going to raise your vibration. It's so simple, but people don't get it. They strive hard. But stick with us. We'll show you how to do it. Stick with us, your spirit teachers. We will show you how to do it. We will show you how to get into that consciousness of love. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Yes, they had a lot to say about it, didn't they? We got a few minutes left. Let's get into an article or two if anybody wants to get a message from the non-physical world. Or if you just want me to channel my spirit guides for you, that's good. That's good. That's great. I will do that. They're not my spirit guides, not my spirit teachers. They assist and help, let's say, all of humanity who are willing to listen. Just who are willing to listen and willing to take in energy. Okay? So, I'm kind of distracted here a little bit, but let me get back into an article I thought was rather interesting on this whole thing. Oh, I saw I have a caller. I'll be with you in a second. This is about if you think love is always uncontrollable. Okay, so unconditionable love is never easy, but a little bit of practice, it is reasonable. Let me give you one point, and then I'll be back and see if it has a call. I'm running low on time here, so let me just get into this. Love is not how you feel. It is more about how you act. I always thought that was an interesting point from this article. I wanted to share it with you. Try to think of love in this way, and you won't go wrong. If you treat love as a feeling, when you're getting something from someone else, then you will never stop getting it. Then your feelings will change along with your behavior. As an example of this, when you try to be something you aren't, or perhaps you have to do something in order to receive love, then this makes them love conditional. Ooh, see, that's kind of that different way, different definition of conditional love. Oh, well, you know, if you help me in some way, or if you act in a certain way, or if you do certain things towards me, that's conditional love. As Spirit said, you know, unconditional love means it goes equally, it goes evenly out. You don't have expectations about it. Now, again, as they said, but they don't condone bad behavior or celebrate bad behavior. So it's how you act. How do you express yourself? How does your love express yourself? Holidays are a good example of that. You give a gift to somebody. What do you expect back? If a gift is given from unconditional love, there's no expectations. There's no tit for tat. Well, I gave them an expensive gift, and look at the little thing they gave me. That's conditional love. That's absolutely. You're not giving it from a pure place of love. You're giving it from a very conditional place. Think about that. Just contemplate that one for a while. Okay, I do have a caller. 808 area code. Got a few minutes, so let's see if they have to say. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, thank you. I just tuned into your show about 10 minutes ago, and I resonate with everything you've been saying. So thank you for presenting these topics.
Oh, you're welcome.
I did have a question.
Okay, you can have a question, but I'm going to see. I don't know who's going to answer it because I tap into your ancestors, mostly ancestors or
that's
spirit.
That's fine.
Yeah, because I don't like
that. Okay, well, be
surprised. I enjoy what to say versus trying to be what they call psychic. That makes sense. There is a difference. There is a difference.
Of course. I understand your channeling. My question is about my health or anything else they want to tell me. Whatever I started doing recently, is that going to improve my health and give me more energy and build up my immune system and balance
what
my hormones?
What are you doing for your house?
I started my health.
Oh, you said health. I thought you said house. I'm sorry. I'm thinking, what about a house? Well, you know.
It can be connected to houses.
Well, it is, because what I hear, and they're going to use both words, is that if you cleanse your house and if you create an environment in your house of love and joy and you rid your house of any negative energies or negative things, then it's going to benefit your health, because health is as much psychological as it is physiological, right? If you feel good about your environment, your health is better. Does that make sense?
It does. When I moved in a new place, and it's a beautiful little house, and it's a good place to be for now, but the neighbors near me, like behind me is an apartment building, and next door, they sort of, you know, they like kind of, the kid cries, the dog barks, and they sort of are curt with their kid, and I can hear it all if I'm in the bedroom. And some people drink and are so.
Okay,
that's
well,
happening
we're
like
gonna,
in the neighbors.
I'm gonna stop
it's
you
like
there.
Coming in the house. Yeah.
Can I stop you there for a moment? Because I only have a couple minutes,
mm-hmm.
and we could get into a long discussion
yes.
on that. And the main thing is you're asking about your health and what I might get on your health. And what I'm hearing is, yes, it's assisting you in your health, but it feels like you need to broaden your horizons a little bit and look at some other alternatives that you're not. I don't know specifically. I don't get specifically. They're saying that you're missing a couple things that you may want to take a look at. And if you ask, it will be given. If you turn it over and say to the universe or God, yeah, what else can I be doing? You'll get it. You'll get it, because they want you to find it on your own. They want you to resonate with whatever comes up instead of hearing it from somebody else, okay?
Makes sense.
And what I'm hearing, if there's any particular, it all relates to, it feels like it all relates to what you take into your body, okay? Not just food, everything. Everything you take into your body, you need to re-examine. Okay? Everything.
Yes. Thank you very
much. Anything you put in your arm or in your mouth or whatever part of the body you need to, yeah, but they're also saying anything you put on your skin you need to take a look at. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes. Well, I'm very empathic and sensitive, so I don't, spend time in lower vibration environments. I try to keep listen to guidance, where to go and what to do, and so it's a good reminder to clear my space, physical and house-wise and emotional. Thank you.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Take care of yourself. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Yeah, I was going to mention something to her, and I thought, well, maybe we'll leave that because it's a discussion, the whole discussion on external environment and how it affects us, and how do we guard ourselves against the external environment. You know what I mean? Like she was saying, the dog is barking, the kids are yelling, you know, they're rocking and rolling upstairs all the time, or all that stuff. So that's a nice discussion. We can get into it, and I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. So if you remind me about it, I will dump into that discussion perhaps tomorrow. tomorrow? I'll be here tomorrow. Yes, because, yeah, Thursday I'm off. Thursday's my birthday, and I'm not going to be doing much of anything because I figured one day a year I can just kind of chill out, not do anything particularly. So I'll be here tomorrow. And so maybe I'll talk about that. I should write myself a note. Talk about what to do if there's a negative influences on your environment, how to cope with it. It's a good discussion, right? So we'll do that. And maybe we'll get some my spirit group teachers to talk to you about that one. You can do to guard yourself against all that. Okay. So it's been fun. And I got a few more seconds here. But it's been fun. Love all of you. Expressing love. Unconditional. Bye now.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.